Now we're good.
And we're back.
And we're off.
Guys, you don't know the struggle. This is the 10th intro tonight.
Yeah.
And we have another special.
DS into. Whoa.
Hold on. You ready?
Magic Johnson in the house.
Here we go.
Holy shit.
Welcome to season 3, episode 3 of the Cramp the Stupid podcast.
Yes. It's glorious.
And we have a very, very special sexual guest for you tonight. A returning guest at that.
What have we for him, Bob?
Well, in the back, Bob, we got a special person. His name is Eddie Schneider.
Oh,
come on down,
shit.
Eddie.
God
come
damn.
On down. Come on.
Get in.
Oh, man. Titties are flopping everywhere.
Oh my God. Eddie. Yes, I'm so excited.
For you, you're going to get on a...
It looks like a lifetime supply of Cramp the Stupid ass to do with whatever you want. But the previous bid is...
$1.99, and we have one bid at $250.
So what would you choose? What a choose for?
Snooze.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about, but listen to me.
Don't be shy.
Okay, I'm so shy. I'm so excited. So what I plan on to do is I'm going to bid. Hold on, hold on a second.
His family's out there trying to give him a good knock.
I'm sorry, grandpa. My grandpa watched this show for so many years. Hold on, guys. Cut to a commercial.
Blow your nose in my shirt.
Cut to a commercial.
Blow your load on your
something.
Shirt.
Let me blow something. Please, I just want to blow something. I came here to blow something. Okay, here we go.
I'm stroking his chin.
Okay. Sorry, my grandpa. Yes.
You got a ball.
We all blew each other. I'm saying,
$14.99.
That is a solid guess.
The actual retail price is. Somebody hit it square on the dickhead.
Oh, fuck.
The actual retail price the winner getting an extra $500 bonus. $14.99.
Yes!
You won!
Oh, my God!
You
yes!
Got
yes!
Oh, my God!
Yes!
Oh, my
God! Yes! Oh, my God!
Now, Eddie, we're here.
Wait.
And you're going to bid on a brand new car!
But wait. Would you rather have the car or the golf up your ass?
Oh, God.
Eddie, here.
Do you want a nine iron deep in your asshole? Or do you want a Toyota Corolla? Take your pick.
Okay, wait a minute. Can you? Okay, please. Okay, because I didn't hear you because I was so excited.
Well, I will say.
Please explain to me one more time.
All right,
please.
Here's the deal.
Eddie, what we have. It is a game. You only have to pick the number.
It's like checkers, but for blind
people.
But
what are the options? What do I win? I forget.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you get the choice right, I'll let you put that in my butthole.
No. What are the prizes? I don't understand.
The prize is a Toyota Corolla.
Yes.
2017.
Okay.
No.
How many miles?
No.
Back up.
Stop,
how many, wait,
stop, stop.
How many miles?
It's a 2010 Toyota.
2010. How many miles?
Listen, guys.
How many miles?
I'm guessing about 100,000.
No.
This is not funny.
75,000. I'm sorry. For a 2010 model.
Or what?
Decent.
What's the second guess? Okay, that's fine. Yes, that's a Toyota Rover. I've owned three Toyota Siennas. I'm good with this. I'm on it. Please tell me what is the second option?
Okay, explain what you see right here. What is this?
It's a very golden man. Very golden.
It says
it's a golden
best dad
trophy.
Ever. It's a
best
golfer.
By par.
It's the best golfer ever. I got that for hitting a hole in one.
I will
on
let you
three.
Attempt to put that in my butthole.
So
on camera,
you can either
on podcast.
Place a trophy in somebody's asshole, or you get a 2010 Toyota Corolla with 175,000.
But what is the game I'm playing?
The game is simple. You guess the number between 6 and 9.
Here, I'm going to write it down, okay? If you get the right answer, I'll let you put that in my butt.
It seems to me, I'm so nervous, I don't know what's going on. Listen to me, this means a lot to me.
Did you have a 25%
chance? This means a fucking
chance.
Lot to me. My thoughts are that this means a lot to me, and this show means a lot to me, and, you know, I flew all the way out from Nebraska to be here.
And we respect that.
Okay, so I want this to be real, and listen, everybody's poking fun. I'm thinking to myself, okay, yeah, I can guess a number between 6 and 9, but I'm really, I don't know. I'm thinking,
the good
yes.
news is there's only about 4 numbers you can choose.
Yeah.
And the also good news is that you get to spin the big-ass wheel.
6 through 9 is 4 numbers? Okay.
Six, seven, eight, and nine. Okay, you didn't expect that, did you?
No, I'm very slow. I'm freaking out. I'm on stage. I'm freaking out. All these lights. I'm thinking. Okay, let me think. Okay.
Before we get too much in, if you're nervous on stage, you gotta take your shirt off.
Okay.
Picture yourself naked so the audience can see you.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. We'll all get naked.
It's not a shirt. It's a blouse.
We're all gonna get naked for you.
Yeah.
That way you feel like, you know, the crowd is in their bloomers or whatnot.
Yes.
I'm gonna get butt naked for you.
Okay.
So here we go.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay.
Okay. Yes. Bob is butt naked. Hold on. I gotta take my shirt off.
Bob is very much.
For y'all out there that can't see, the shirt is coming off. The pants is down. His dick and balls is tucked between his legs.
Listen,
Eddie,
Bob is here.
Does that arouse you for your answer?
Big Billy Bob is here for you. Do you like my tattoos? Do you like my tattoos?
I am very excited. I can't believe it.
Here's the deal. Eddie's never seen your LOL tattoo in person. Would you like to step over here and show him your tattoo?
Yes. This will help you make a decision.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, really, can I just address everybody? Yeah. I just want to, for those of you, the blind audience that are not, or the people that can't see, we're here on stage and... fucking God bless Sam. He is butt ass naked right now in front of me.
Yes, I'm
and
Sam Barker.
And he is
going to
distribute a tattoo, I guess, right?
I'm going to show you a tattoo.
You're going to see a tattoo.
This tattoo is of glorious fucking...
Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. Okay.
I don't even know.
Okay, go.
This tattoo was created via chat roulette.
I don't know where... I don't understand.
Oh, here, let me show you if that makes you feel better.
Explain everything you're seeing as you're seeing it.
Okay, here he is. He's walking... And here he is. He's fucking very much butt naked in the corner.
Wait, before you split him, okay?
Yeah, what?
Wait, okay.
What?
Stand straight back up.
Okay, yes.
The tattoo is perfect. Look, the balls are on one butt cheek and the dick is on the other. It looks like the dick and balls are as one.
Oh my gosh.
Can I give you guys a countdown?
Yes.
All right. Three.
Two, one. In. Eddie, what do you think about that? What do you think about seeing a grown man's butthole up close and personal?
That's my fuck.
Tell me that ain't the pinkest singer. Tell me.
It's my fucking first game show, and let me tell you, I have to tell you real quick, man, that...
Do you think the price is wrong?
Fucking price is fucked up right now, because, yo, I thought I was going to win a Corolla or be able to shove his fucking statue in this motherfucker's ass.
Yeah.
And instead, Sam got completely butt naked, stood up and spread his fucking whole ass cheeks apart, and on both ends of his cheeks there's two L's in the shape of a dick and balls, and the O is his ass hole. So LOL.
Okay,
LOLs.
Sam, we need you to step over here on our side of the stage really quick.
Why?
Eddie's already smelled my asshole today. And I want to have a comparison. Whose ass is a little bit more rank, mine or yours? We've been working 13 hours straight. Okay,
fair.
So he smelled mine. What was mine?
I actually did, and I asked him personally.
Here, I'll give you a rebate.
No, I don't need a rebate, bitch. Bitch, I know what yours exactly. What? Okay. So listen. So
Gary
anyway,
has an issue with touching his asshole.
So wait a minute.
Hang on, I gotta make this known. Gary has an issue with touching his asshole, and he'll be like, dude, does this smell weird? I've said this before on a podcast exactly
like this.
I've
rubbed it on Coke cans and stuff.
He'll like rub it. He'll be like, does this Coke smell weird? And he'll rub his dirty asshole finger. I got his ass back today. I took a fucking washer. We were screwing something in like with a washer with a bolt.
Well, you were bent over.
He threw it in my asshole.
He
threw it in my asshole. So I fucking... After I pulled it out, and then he turned his face, I low-key put it square on his lips.
Yeah,
he
tasted it.
He fucking tasted that boom hole.
Okay, so.
Luckily, it's only at first break, so it hadn't got all sweaty yet. But.
So that was back then. So what was the taste? What do you feel?
All right, on a scale of 1 to 10, the taste was like, I don't know, cat litter, I guess.
Cat litter. Well, when I smelled yours, I asked you straight up, I said, swamp assy. Did you take a shower yesterday? And you said yes, because I could tell you didn't today. Okay.
Ooh, I'm thinking.
So, Sam, come on over here. Come on over here. I'm going to smell your asshole.
Will you smell it directly in the hall?
Let me get a video of this.
This is going to be glory. He thought he was going to get canceled before.
No. So, no, what? Is this necessary? Okay, here we go. So, I already had a sniff of his directly. Gary's. I'm about to go straight in. Don't fart in my mouth either, bitch. Do not fart in my mouth, bitch. Do not. I will punch you so fucking hard in the stomach.
Do not fucking fart in my mouth.
You can't punch him in the stomach.
I'm gonna put my nose and I'm gonna take a sniff. Bitch, shut up. Oh, you don't, motherfucker. Here we go. All right, here we go. Here I go. Okay, open him up. Open him up. I am about to go into the LOL. Okay, here we go. God, that smells exactly like Gary's. That's exactly like Gary's.
Would you assume that we? Oh
my God. That is exact. I didn't sniff it. I sniffed it.
What are we fucking doing?
My nose hairs are fucking burning. No. I'm telling you, I sniffed it. And then, whoa.
What are we doing?
Here's what's fucked up. It's Gary's and Sam's asshole smells 1,000% exactly the same.
Listen, we had the same thing for lunch and dinner.
1,000 exactly the same.
We had the same thing for lunch and dinner.
It's just that burnt. You know that burnt smell, like
burnt rubber.
You know what I'm saying, like if
burnt rubber, like a condom that's been
reamed
out.
It's not raunchy. It's not a raunchy level. It's just it was at a level of.
Okay, with that being said, if you hooked up with a girl at a bar and she pulled down her pants and that was the first sniff you got, would you still go down?
God damn, that's a good question,
dude. The smells are everything for me.
Yeah,
if it smells long, I'm out. I'm out. Dude.
I'm about to go with. I mean, I need features. Like, okay, like I like a girl with like really fucked up elbows.
Do you like it with a big ass brown eye? I mean,
what if they have a Band-Aid right under their elbow?
So like, if they had a Band-Aid around their elbow and like a fucking really thick knees, and like I always like a chick that fucking can barely fucking even pronounce
walk
her words
or walk.
Yeah.
What level of are you talking about?
No, hold on, man.
Now we're not gonna go out.
No, hold on.
I get what he's saying.
Fire retardant is what
he
meant.
He's
he meant
talking
fire
about
retarded.
Age. They haven't got to the age where they
can talk yet. Yeah. No, it's just like, I just like a girl that, like, okay, let's just say this. Let's say she's fucking like, okay, she's got to catch a talk bus, right? And she's fucking getting on the bus, and she's like, skiddle-dee, I got to fucking my talk bus. And she's like, okay, well, it's... No. Oh, my God. What the fuck?
That might be a bleep. That might be a bleeper.
Just relax, bruh.
I hate that. I had let me tell you guys something.
Bruh.
Here, let's skip for a second. This is the problem with me having to edit this fucking podcast, is that I gotta be the bleeper. Okay, I gotta be the guy who cuts the bleep.
I had a bleep your bleep for the Instagram video the other day.
That's 1 out of 100. Okay, my, we're 99
point,
for two.
Okay, so boop, my point is that, man,
Eddie.
Yeah.
A little less tone.
Yeah, back little, off.
Yes. I can't hear myself. I know, but it's okay. That's what I'm here for.
I would like to capture a chick.
Cheers to you.
Oh,
I love you. Hey, Eddie brought some Jose Cuervo.
I did.
And he bought a shitload of Bud Light, which I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys because we're very open-ended. We bought all this extra fucking material and microphones, audio like box interfaces. We couldn't get them to fucking work. So now Gary and Eddie are sharing a fucking mic.
I know,
I'm on my own mic behind the laptop.
Specifically.
Explain what you're going to see, because like we're sharing a mic. We're really close, and I want to kiss Eddie right now on the lips.
Fucking do it right now.
Ready?
Please kiss him.
Oh!
Dude, Gary, do you still have snake bites?
What?
I feel so much better.
I had no idea Gary still had snake bites. You thought we was friends. Well, there you go.
Well,
listen,
made me so excited. I love you.
I'm just curious. Why are your lips so like they're moist feeling?
Well, that's how I do. That's
hang
neat.
On, I'm butt naked.
Get a picture of this. Get a picture.
Hang on. I'm butt naked.
I'm gonna get a little video
moist
documentation.
Lips sink ships.
I'm gonna video you.
Moist ships eat ships.
All right, here we go. Sam's sitting here naked.
Here we go.
All right, we got a recreation.
Oh, we're recording.
Ready?
Yeah, podcast land. Wow. Guys, this is a video.
That was the longest kiss I've ever given a guy.
Longest kiss in a podcast.
Look at the damn
And I got a little hair in my mouth. It's cool.
Okay, fair.
Thanks, Gary. Hey, you're welcome.
Love you, man.
Fucking love you, dude. I'm kind of upset you didn't straight sniff my butt, but I got a kiss, so that's next level right there.
Well, bitch, you almost got a little bit of tongue action. But here... The reason
I fucking
why
I love you, Eddie.
I love you too. And the reason why I came here tonight is because I needed a towel.
All right. Well, I got. Dude, I am a cum rag.
We look hot as shit, boy.
Whoa! You better send that shit, bro. That's fucking a poster.
Hey, thanks, dude. Thank you.
That is a legit poster, man.
Thank you for kissing me like that.
I just posterized this motherfucker.
I tell you what, I'm gonna go straight home tonight and bang my girl out and think of you.
Oh my gosh, I'm As opposed to
women. Hey, I'm gonna bang you and think as of opposed, my. I'm gonna bang you and to think women, of my girl.
What do you mean? Hold on, time out, Sam.
Every once in a while, I'll not think of you. Okay, I'm sorry for that. I'm gonna straight down apology.
When you bang your girl, you fucking every once in a while think of her.
Sometimes, I mean, that sometimes.
That is fucking gross.
Tonight.
Oh, just tonight. Not saying your girl's tonight, gross, but just, I'm just saying because of our relationship.
Tonight, I will think of you in way. I might, you ever seen, what's that?
E.T.? No, I love that movie.
The movie of the Jedi? With Jim Carrey and he's gay.
The movie where.
I love you, Philip.
I love you, Eddie Schneider.
I love Eddie you, Philip Eddie Morris.
You know, he's banging his girl and he's not into it. He's just like, you could just tell like, he's
damn,
like,
this
he's
is gay.
On quick, he's just going. And next thing you know, you see another scene. He's all sweat. He's getting to you. See sweat.
Oh,
and you roll down.
Yeah.
And he's banging the dude's ass.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
when
you bang a girl and you think it's gay? That's a problem.
Oh man, I'm so glad I'm here right now.
I love you, dude.
Sam's putting his clothes on finally. He was naked this whole time. He is just now putting his clothes on.
Better than most. Hey, how's that Tiger Woods? Better than most.
Hey, listen, and if I'm too fucking loud, it's because I don't have headphones and these two guys are.
Yeah.
So I might be bleeding red.
Hey, here's what we do.
It's probably sound like I'm going, rise and rise and shine.
That was actually quieter.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. We invest thousands of dollars and don't get anything on our money. So let's roll with it.
Yay, yay.
Did we order a pizza to the fucking window? We should order a pizza.
Let's order a pizza.
To the podcast window. If they don't deliver to the window, I won't answer the fucking...
You're going to get another country, dog.
What
you're going to get another country,
What do you want me to order online or something?
Hey, do y'all think you could do it in a different language?
Gracias en... uno, dos, tres.
En Bagadero.
Oh, let's figure it out. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Okay, who do you want?
Call them hoes.
Yeah, they're all...
Here, I'm going to call Domino's.
Hey.
They're all somewhere else.
And just for everybody's clarification, here at the Jose Cuervo Distillery... La Rojina, we're proud to honor the legacy of the man who founded our distillery in the magical town of Tequila, Mexico.
Hold on, listen to this shit. Listen to this intro fucking song. You kidding me?
You like that?
How fucking bad?
Your call may be recorded for quality.
Well, that
your call might be recorded, bitch.
Oh, this call's definitely going to be recorded.
Fucking call might be recorded. Fucking threatening ass fuck.
What's your name?
I just let you know, Elle, that we're recording too, so I want a pizza, and I'm telling you, where are we at? Cordon, Indiana. Pizza.
All right, would you like to place an order for delivery?
You better believe it.
Oh my God, we went and delivered. Not only do we want it delivered, we went and delivered so bad. I want a fucking, let's see, a large pepperoni, that's it. That's all I want. Large pepperoni.
Fucking pepperoni.
We called four times and nobody will bring us pizza. I don't know what's going on. I'm very frustrated. I've called Papa John's. I called Pizza Hut. I called Barino's. I called all these fucks. Nobody will deliver us a pizza. I don't get it. I feel like I'm going to get on social media and say, you know what? Forget these people. I've had enough. And when I've had enough, lady, let me tell you something. I've had enough. So my thing is, can I get a freaking... I don't mean to take it out on you. I love you. We mean you'd probably be a good couple together. I just want a pizza. I want a large pepperoni. So easy. And I give you address and give you money. Please bring it to us. Please. For Jesus. Do it for Jesus.
All right, mate. Do I have your first name, please, for this order, please?
Yeah, Rick.
Yeah, it's Rick. R-I-C-K.
Thank you so much for that, Rick. And may I have the... zip code as well as the street address of this delivery order?
Yeah, it's 47112.
And how about the street shit. Address?
I will let you decide what kind of crust we get. You pick.
For the crust of your large pepperoni pizza?
Yeah, hand tossed.
Hand jerked.
Is it hand tossed the regular crust, correct?
Yeah, sure. The crust is fine.
Crust it up. Crust that right. Bitch.
Mm-hmm. May I have the street address, Rick?
God, fucking fuck.
All right, here we go.
You gotta let the delivery driver have a little bit of fun.
Nobody wants to deliver a pizza to us tonight. Sometimes I feel like people don't like delivering motherfucking pizzas. We're delivering a hand-tossed motherfucking pepperoni. Tell her we want her to toss it by hand.
No, we're good. Can you toss it by hand, please?
Yourself.
Can you toss a salad,
like, are
too?
You going to toss it?
I'm sorry?
I need crust.
Are you
going to
personally
salad.
Toss this pizza? We got to know who's the hands behind the toss. If we don't, then things could go awry.
I mean, we have been trying to order this pizzas. We're just trying to order a simple pepperoni sexual pizza. We only want one pepperoni.
And how would you like it for your order? Would you like to
pay right now? We're going to pay with a credit card, bitch!
Credit card! Credit card! I can't believe I'm paying with a credit card!
It's 20. Hang on. It's 20.
I can't believe I'm paying with a credit card!
It's $20. For one.
Yeah, fuck yeah. We'll take it.
We'll take it. You ready for it?
Yeah, baby.
Will you pay me right now using your card?
I guess so. I mean,
a credit card! A credit card! I can't believe you're paying with a credit card! Bitch, shove it up your ass! Eat that ass! Let me see you spread those ass cheeks ass!
And.
Eat my ass!
Yes, your number is ready?
She's resilient.
Hey, they better deliver that bitch square to the window, bro, or I'm gonna be fucking bummed. Do it on that mic.
Butterfly.
They want to know your four-digit pin code.
What's your pin?
Hold on. What's your security code?
Are you fucking kidding me?
You edit this bitch.
I'm gonna buy so many dildos. I'm buying so many dildos.
It says incorrect.
That is it.
Dude, how fucking hard is it to get a pizza in this bitch?
Sorry, we are going to connect you back to your agent to further.
Dude, I've been recording this whole time, and I gotta tell you, they better extra sauce this shit. They better do something real spectacular. Hey,
hello?
What the hell is going on?
Like butterfly.
Can you hear me?
Hang on.
Let's get it. Hold on. Let's get the pizza. All right. I'm going to pause it.
So anyway,
you sound pretty good.
Is he really?
I got to pee.
The mic ain't fucking.
I'll just pee right here. Look, I'm
you know, hey, you know, you know the rule. We got the door closed. If you got to pee, you got to pee out the window.
I know. I got to pee out the window.
Turn off the lights.
I got to pee.
What's wrong with your arm? Can you talk to us?
Here. Let's talk. This is Eddie Schneider, and he's going to tell us what's going on with his arm.
Come on, Edward. Tell us. Eddie.
Anyways,
can
I got
you
on
pass
a tarp.
Cuervo?
I got. What? Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Love you.
Wait. After Gary takes a sip.
I'm good on a sip right now. I want to hear your story.
They have extracted the squamous cell sarcoma out of my arm, which means that's a skin cancer, and I have skin cancer ripped off me all the time. The squamous cell is a little bit more crazier. And they had to rip my arm apart to get it out. But listen, here is a note. When you are at the beach, especially like next to the equator, put fucking iodine on and baby oil and you
salt?
Will not get this shit.
What if you just get in the salt water?
It
is iodine, is it not? Or is it?
Can you reference that?
Yeah, iodine you, man.
You want to dine me? You want to eat that shit?
Yeah.
You want that shit?
You want to eat
that fucking big old pepperoni?
You like that shit?
Yeah, I think I do.
Fucking kibasi in your fucking deep throat?
So anyway, if anybody, there's still a hole in my arm if anybody wants to stick their dick in it.
Is that an open invitation?
How deep is it? Because my dick has been out.
Let me take the bandage off, ladies.
I got a present. So really, really, that's...
Eddie, you got us a present?
I do have presents for you.
Oh, you got presents.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell our listeners.
Well, first of all, he brought the square.
Wait a minute. I know we're dismissing it, but honest to God, swear to Jesus, here we go.
Put fucking
sunscreen on.
Yeah, seriously. This is kind of sad.
No. Because it's gross and it's ugly and it's disfiguring and fuck it. And here we go. So
and
I got some
presents.
Hey,
wait. Did you get that from, for sure, the beach?
Oh, no, no, no.
Or do we not know their origin?
No, it was not me. I didn't take care of myself when I was a child.
I think you got it from the sun.
Yeah, the beach. I took care of,
That's not a beach.
Yeah. Hold on, bitch. I got it from the moon. If you don't take care, like when I was little, man, fuck, I'm old as fuck, so I didn't put sunscreen on when I was little and I got blistered up and got
fucked. Did they have it back then?
They did have it back then.
What was it called? What was your favorite brand back then?
It was called the Landline.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
So here's my presents.
All right.
These are very lame presents because I'm building my studio from... Oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I was going to say, I'm starting my podcast. It's called Calling All Psychos. Yes,
give it a plug, baby.
Yeah.
So what's it called again?
Calling All Psychos. And what's funny is I looked at the acronym of it, and it was like CAP. And I was like, oh, that's fresh because all the kids are saying CAP is bullshit.
Like, that's well, CAP.
And guess what? That's all I do is talk bullshit. So anyway,
we're
going to fire up Calling All Psychos, and Gary and Sam will be on our program here shortly.
We're
going to be on Spotify, Apple, and we're going to be YouTube too. Every week.
We'll be on Facebook Pornhub? Marketplace.
So the first gift is I got y'all some incense, some non-chocolate end sticks.
Hate incense.
There you go. So I knew that.
Why you got my girl's name on it?
Yeah.
Well, dude, I fucking...
The nag champion.
Hey, I love you, Eddie. I fucking hate throw it in the garbage. The smell of fucking...
Throw it in the fucking garbage.
Hey, I'll rock the shit. I love me some incense.
No. This is the shit I dug up. Listen, you got to understand. I'm clearing out my basement, taking shit to fucking... Can you listen for a minute?
Hold on. This...
Can you... I wish my toilet paper smelled like this.
I wish my toilet paper smelled like this.
Maybe your girl might like it. So check this out. Okay. Or your child. Maybe your child that plays GTA at 4 years old fucking loves it. So listen to
this. I've seen him punch out a guy on that.
Yeah, let me continue with the gifts.
Okay.
So these are from my basement. I was cleaning up my basement. I was like, I'm going to get some raw, stupid gifts for these children. So, and love then, you. Y'all remember Ear Ecstasy?
Dude, I love Ear Ecstasy.
So look, I'm...
No
both,
way.
I'm giving y'all both
no
Ear Ecstasy
way,
stickers.
Bro.
Yeah, hey, so make sure you put that somewhere.
Holy shit, dude, that's hard.
Hey, that's a rip. Don't fuck it up now. I'm going to be pissed.
Can I fucking stick it right here on the podcast
listen to me,
room?
Listen
right
to me.
Here.
You wherever you want, bro.
All right. Here it is, guys. Ear Ecstasy. Anybody who's native
to us. If anybody doesn't know, tell them about Ear Ecstasy.
Ear Ecstasy was a music shop on Bardstown Road, and it had, DVDs, CDs, records.
Here's the important part. This is the first decoration in the podcast.
Let me video.
Da, dun, da, da.
Let me video.
Are we filming?
No, wait. And go.
So what's going on right now is Sam's putting a sticker on his wall.
The first decoration in the podcast room. I have so many decorations sitting on the ground that I have not put up.
Okay.
Any of them.
Okay.
This is the first fucking one.
All right, line it up, baby. Line it up.
Does that look center?
No.
Guys.
Go to your right a little bit. I can't tell. That looks okay.
All right, we're going to go with, I'll go right there. I'm happy with it.
Bro. Wow.
Bro. Yes.
That's incredible. That's what we are. We are Ear Ecstasy.
But yo,
we'll
you know that shop?
Ears.
You went to that shop?
Yeah. Maybe once, but.
So then I got a picture for the podcast studio. This is me. I don't know. It was random. I found it on the fucking ground. Look, I'm just looking at the sports page, and I'm probably 24 years old.
You look hot.
Hold on a minute. Yeah. This is jerk-off material? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, well, you look hot.
So it's just a random... This is junk I found on the floor. So,
bro, you're ripped for his pleasure.
And then I got two more stickers for you guys. Here, it's just my cousins. I have to throw a shout out to my cousin Brian.
Cuzzo.
Brian Logston.
Brian Logston is at My Green Rooms, established in 2017. And he's got a question for y'all. Do you got hemp? Yeah. And if you want to go to a shop, it's at 195 West Main Street, Spindle, North Carolina.
Yep.
Hit him up at mygreenroom.net or at 828-289-1078.
Also, check him out. He's Dr. Doobie at that shop as well, man. He's cool shit. So there's those stickers.
Wow.
And now I have a most...
Dude, you're like Santa Claus with that bag.
And then I have a most ridiculous gift, once again.
Please let it
This is something I thought, perhaps, maybe, if not, just throw them in the trash. I don't give a shit. So these are...
It can't be worse than incense.
I specially ordered for you guys.
It cannot be worse than incense.
I especially order for you guys. So
he said,
wait a minute,
it could be.
What you do, man, look, yo. Okay.
What am I looking at?
Is this why you didn't come yesterday because you had to wait for this bitch to come in the mail?
No. Okay. Fuck no. My fucking arm is
It looks some sort of anyway, finger contraction.
So this is like you fucking do something like this, and then what
is happens is... Is that a fucking pole cue shooter?
What happens is, check this out. Look, these are two LED lights, and you can fucking push the button... So you have a fucking LED light to work with in the fucking dark area.
Is that an LED masturbator?
It looks like a BDSM glove with LED thing. Lights on the end of it. Dude, I love it.
That's for you guys. I love you guys so much. Bye.
I love you, dog. Wow, love you. This is impressive.
I gave you all some special gifts. I'm sorry about the incense. What the fuck? But hey,
I thought you said incest.
But look, if you pull the tab out, I guess it'll work.
Oh,
and then,
hold on. There's a tab.
Dude, this thing is a pool shooter for the Night Stalker. This is incredible.
I'd be dead by now. Just dead.
How many times have you used this?
It's fucking dead.
Anyway, how is it dead?
If you put a battery in it, if you put a battery in it eventually one day.
Is it pull start? Do I got to
Wait, let me see if mine works. Hold on.
But yeah, it's a night. It's like if you want to finger your lady or you're sticking something in your butthole. It feels cool, dude.
I kind of feel like an emo chick.
Pull the tab out and then fucking push the button and see if it works or not. His didn't.
Oh, the tab.
His didn't work.
Is this a tab?
I'll buy you some new ones.
Whoa!
Dude, I'm cocksucking jealous. What?
Oh, yeah. Let's turn the lights off. Now you can point in directions.
Dude, look at that. Look at that fucking action. Hey,
you could point like if you're working on
something.
What the
fuck did you say to me?
Like you could be way up on the beams, dude.
Yeah. Dude. He's like the Skrillex version of Spider-Man.
Yo, Skrill, drop it hard.
Anyway, it was some corny gifts I found in my basement. I love you guys.
Incredible.
I love you guys. It's because I love you. I love you. And you can keep the fucking...
Eddie, I got a question for you.
Yes.
So one of the things we do each week is we post up on social media and we have people throw out ideas and stuff to talk about, random topics and whatnot.
Sure.
And we have a bunch this week. Would you like to take the reins on the first one?
Yeah. Random topics that people call in on?
Okay. Let me see a good one here.
And then I have to answer it.
You have to like describe your opinion on whatever the matter is.
Okay, Troy Bartz on Instagram, he says, and he gave you a few options, right? He says, Dingleberries, favorite craft beer, and how well do you like your steaks and Legos? So whatever you want to talk about. Any one of those.
Are you talking about any of those subjects?
Any of those subjects.
I can talk all about of them. Any all of them. Them. Start all from them. Scratch.
Okay, we're gonna start with Dingleberries and go.
Okay. So Dingleberries.
Did you see any in either of our buttholes today?
Okay. No. As a matter of fact, I was very proud of both of y'all's buttholes.
I didn't have a lot of hair.
Look at yours directly. But
well, let's
I did
do it. Hold on. Let's do it.
Here.
Pull that thing down.
Yeah. Let me look in.
My butthole is always out there for the open. Yeah. What do we see here? He's got hairy ass legs.
Actually, as hairy as his fucking ass is, which he needs to take care of, by the way.
I know, dude.
He needs to fucking
get
rid of that fucking hair. It's disgusting. So,
what color is his hair?
It was like a fucking. I was like, huh? Am I looking straight into the eyes of JJ Walker? But anyway, so anyway, the thing is I was like, no, let me smell again. God, it's fucking gross. That's why the smell is there, because you got so much hair. There's so much hair.
Gotta save.
Dingleberries. So here's the thing.
Wait, what color was it?
So it was black. The abyss.
Black.
Abyss. So the question is dingleberries. Yes. Okay. Listen, if you are a male or female or an animal or whatever, I'm not whatever. I'll fuck all y'all. So my thing is that you should get in there and fucking and really dig in there with your fucking fingernails and shit when you're washing and fucking you'll feel the lump. You'll feel lumps in it. Fucking pull them out. Don't be a bitch. Pull them motherfucking dingleberries out, dog. And look, and then, don't. Not only that, if you got a dingleberry, once you pull it out, hey, that's means for cake decoration. Did you get one? Put it on the table. Let me see.
Dude, hold on. I just ripped a big chunk of ass hair out. Do we got anything?
Let me look at it.
No dingleberries.
It looks like a... What's
Gary actually watches his ass. Gary washes his ass.
Dude, how do you have more ass hair than I have pubic hair?
He has a lot of ass hair.
You want to bite?
Eat it.
I don't want to bite. I do not want to bite. I already smelled it.
I mean, does it really taste bad? Or is it like a hair in your food?
So next question.
Hey, hang on real quick.
The next question.
Gary, remember when I was in your Honda Civic that fucking ran on zero gas emissions? And I fucking pulled a gooch hair out and you ate it?
Yeah.
You recall that?
It tasted a lot better than that, dude.
Thank you. Good luck. That's all I needed. Anyways.
I'll be the judge.
You will? Hold on. He'll be the judge. Hold on. I got one, too. Eat it. Oh, my God.
How'd it taste?
Here, I got to do... Here. You got to... hey, take this. Hang on. Get hey, get a full pickings.
Oh, fucking dick.
Here. You got, Eddie. Cleanse your palate.
I'm going to throw up.
Clench your right there in the box or something.
he's opening up his cooler.
Don't throw up in the cooler.
God
don't,
damn it.
Don't save it for later. Hey, cleanse your palate. I got two sweet goo chairs for you. And wait, we know they're wait, sweeter.
Wait, do you not have a butt hair?
That was gooch. We talk gooch.
Where
do you want me to go?
Hair, I ain't doing no more. My hair was straight from my
mouth. No,
no more. Wait, wait. Let's back up. Y'all had a question me, and we're fucking now pulling butt hairs out of each other and eating them.
Wait a minute.
No, there's dingleberries now. Eddie. Favorite call and craft beer.
Eddie, stop right in your place.
Damn it, dude.
Put your hands up.
I ain't fucking eating no more, bitch. I ain't fucking eating no more. That was gross. Nope. If Gordon Ramsay was here, what would he rate the episode?
7.8, 7.9.
Nice.
Yeah.
Holy shit, my fingers smell bad.
The questionnaire, now it was favorite craft beer. So I'm going to move on from that.
I'm going to assume my gooch hair tasted better than his ass hair.
As of right now, we won't divulge into it, but I've been hooked on some Voodoo Ranger shit.
Yeah,
that's craft beer, right? That's craft beer?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So that's that.
Okay, so Voodoo Ranger.
Okay.
We'll say Voodoo Ranger. Now, how well do you like your steak? Okay, well, it depends. So if I'm having a tuna steak, a regular steak, or a tube steak, all three of them are different. So let's start with the tuna steak. Uh-huh. Tuna steak, I'm going to have probably prepared. It's going to be not rare-ish, but it's going to be fucking prepared well, right. And it's going to be delicious, okay?
Okay.
Now, the second one would be a regular steak. Mm-hmm. The regular steak is going to be delicious, medium rare. I like to push it in a little bit to where it's very fucking succulent, and you keep pushing on it.
Yeah.
And then you take that steak, baby, and you push on it a little bit more.
Suck the balls.
Yeah, and then you push it and push it. Next thing you know, you're like, oh my God, I'm pushing on a fucking medium steak.
It's kind of a little firm.
And then you have probably a baked potato with it. And so the third one, I'm going to have to go with probably the tube steak. Oh, yes, the tube steak. Naturally, what I like to do is I like to have somebody take off running and just shove it in my mouth and then fucking just try to get it to the back of my throat as fast as possible.
Fucking Eddie, blue rare.
And then start punching
rare.
Me in the stomach.
Eddie,
and then
that bitch blue
huh?
rare.
What do you mean? What? Huh?
You're over here talking what? About tube steak, and I feel him rubbing. I don't think he's paying attention. He's rubbing his pinky because my.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Look, put your hand back down. Here's what
There's
you're
no
doing.
Video evidence. What are you fucking talking about?
You relax. Do you want
to. Negative, dude.
Am I going to be the. Negative. Hang on. How much you paying me, dog?
Nah, hold up, dog.
How much you paying wait me to not divulge?
Hey, Def Jeff.
Here I am.
Hey. Hey, Def Jeff. Check it out, man. Def Jeff means let's reset. Let's hit the reset. Let's hit the reset, bro.
Def Jeff.
Hey, so anyway, yeah.
Is that with a G?
Nah, man. It's a J. Hey, peep this. So anyway, yeah.
Tube steak, though.
So tube steak, like. For real, if in fact it's the right size, color, proportion, what you want to do is you want to take off running, you know, given like 12, 15 feet, and go as fast as you can with my mouth wide open and shove it in there as fast as you can.
Uh-huh.
And what you want to do is you want to chew, 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 and just chew as fast Shutter. As you can. And then you want to start punching the fucker as fucking hard as you can in the stomach.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And then naturally
right.
there will be a secretion.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you do with the secretion is you address it to your partner next to you that is with you.
Oh, so
that,
you pass it on.
Well, no, it's etiquette.
The person sharing the mic. The person
no, it's etiquette.
The mic.
It's,
listen,
it's,
if
it's
you're
etiquette.
In Afghanistan and you don't pass it on, you can
See,
get hung.
Same thing in the Philippines.
Oh, did you say that?
Same thing.
Seriously?
Yes.
I'm absolutely. Going there.
R.I.P. Yeah, Nate. Really. R.I.P.
No,
Nate.
Not anymore.
Let's go to the Philippines.
You want
to
go?
Yeah.
Take me on a date.
I mean, I chewed on your butt hair. I think it's only natural.
Do you want a do you want a Philippine? Is the question. Do you want a fucking Philippine?
Okay, here's the deal.
Bitch!
You kissed me, right?
Yeah.
You ate my ass hair.
I did.
I know. I'm kind of feeling jealous.
Will you hold his balls at least for
video? I'm feeling
or
fucking...
For camera.
No, I'm bro, feeling fucking...
Am I here for
no,
an adventure
no, no, no.
of homosexuality?
At this fucking point...
You guys are
I,
getting too homosexual.
This is kind of
is
bullshit.
Is this a homosexual podcast?
This is bullshit, kind of.
Because I'm down, but it's very...
No,
homosexual.
You know
I love homosexual
hey,
people.
Hey, will you... Hang on.
Both my
one.
Dads were gay.
I got one. Will you luge a tequila shot off my balls?
That's a good.
That's good and bad. That ain't that. Hey, hey, hang on. Hey, hey. That would make me excited.
We're working on a movie.
Is this why I'm here? Is this why I'm
no.
here?
No, you can do whatever you want. Is you this are why
I'm
here?
I'm going to be canceled. I'm going to be canceled from my future endeavors.
You're canceled from the last podcast. Hey.
We were canceled before we ever started. That's why we got 17 listeners.
Will you, will you lose it off my ball sack?
Yes or no?
I can assure you I have no STIs.
There's nothing I won't do.
Sam? Well, now we're going to have to prove it.
What are y'all going to do about
me? I love
me?
You. I love you.
Right now.
Huh?
You going to lose it off my ball sack? Here's what I'm trying to tell you. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm kind of upset. All the stuff you've been doing with Gary over there. You've been frantic with him. But you've neglected
That's
me.
That's because we're sharing a mic. Because of your cheap-ass equipment. You're fucking generic. Quit buying all your podcast equipment from Walmart.
No, it's my cheap-ass technical skill.
It's not Walmart. I didn't say Walmart. I meant Schmalwart.
That's fucking... You know what? Here's the sad part.
At the JC's on the way.
Hey, here's the sad part. That's probably like $600 in equipment, and I don't know how to operate it. I don't know how to operate it.
The question, okay.
Where's the pizza?
It's almost 11. We got 10 minutes, but here. Okay.
Hang on, guys. I got to pull the window up.
I'll lose it in front of your wide open window. You have to do it in front of your wide open window.
Oh, fuck yeah. I don't give a fuck about nobody.
Before we do that, okay?
What?
Wait, stop.
What? I'm losing.
My daughter's going to listen to this.
We're going
to
lose, okay? We're going to lose.
Yeah, and I took the goddamn earphones off.
We're
going to
lose. I'm making a phone call. Eddie, tell my brother what you're going to do, okay?
Yes, please tell him. We're going to free ball this. My fucking headphones are off. Okay. Fuck everybody.
This is my brother Jerry.
Here I am with Jose Cuervo.
Turn it up.
It's all the way up. We're good.
Hang on. Say it like a country guy.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
I said, turn it up.
I said, turn it up. This is Jerome.
Note to the listeners.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
What are you up to?
I was sleeping.
Hey, I got somebody here I want you to talk to, okay?
Hey, Jaron, how you doing, buddy?
It's Jerome, dude.
I'm doing pretty good, man.
Wait, do you recognize that voice?
Yeah.
Who is it?
That's Eddie.
Eddie fucking who? That's fucking Eddie S.
And guess what? We're live on our podcast right now, and Eddie's going to tell you what he's about to do, and he wants to know your input on it, okay? And go.
So anyway, first off, before we get into that, hey, Jaron. Number one, are you all right, man? You got work in the morning?
Yeah.
Ask him what time.
Hey, what time you got to be here, bro?
7 a.m.
Oh, shit. Hey,
oh, my God. So that's terrible. Hey,
where you work at, man?
Stagehands.
Oh, you're a stagehand, too?
Yeah.
What do you do? Hey, what do you do, J-Ron? Well,
Sam wants to know what you do, bro.
What do you do, bro? Talk to us. Not much, right?
Yeah, not much.
So what are you eating? Anyway, hey, check it out, Jaron. Gary told me about you, man, and I just want to send my love to you, brother. And I want to invite you on my podcast here in a little while, okay?
All right, thanks, man.
Would you appreciate that?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I love you only because you're fucking Gary's brother, right? Are y'all blood?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Blood and semen.
Blood and semen?
Yeah.
All right, bro. So anyway, are you a Graves?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, so Gary told me you appreciated the podcast last time, so now, on behalf of you, I got to do something fucking disgusting.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to get canceled for my future endeavors for what I'm about to fucking do. So
no, you're not.
He's dedicating this to you.
I'm dedicating this to you, Jaron.
Jaron, this is rough, brother.
Jaron.
This is rough.
Listen. This is Eddie Schneider. I fucking love you. You better follow my podcast. Come to all of my events that I do. I'm going to fucking do this shit for you.
I fucking love
Eddie.
And
I'm pissed off right now.
Why are you pissed off, Eddie?
Well, because I'm fucking, dude, I've already ate a butthole hair. I fucking smelled assholes.
It don't take much around here.
Yeah, and now I got to fucking luge a fucking shot off of fucking Sam's nuts.
Do you know what that means?
Because Sam's made me feel sad.
Let Jaron speak his piece. Jaron, tell us what you think about all this. Please. They're not going to say anything. Tell us what you think about this whole fucking thing.
Give it to me, baby.
Everything we just said, go for it. Nobody says nothing.
I'm going to be honest with you. I just woke up, so I don't know what's going on right now.
What do you think about losing tequila off of a ball sack?
Do you know what illusion is?
No clue.
Hey, so, what do you mean you went to college? How do you not know what illusion is?
All right. So what it is like, you know, a lot of times they take like an ice sculpture, and it'll be like a valley, and it'll go all the way down, and you suck the shot at the end, right? So this isn't an ice sculpture. What I'm going to suck the fucking end of, the might result well of the fucking tequila is off his nutsack fucking valley. So, God. Okay.
Fucking so, love Eddie, dude. So I swear to God.
I'm about to do this, and I fucking hate everybody.
Here we go. Hold Step on, Jim, it up. I'm moving
gonna,
the mic.
You're going to be live. Hold on. You're going to be live. Eddie? All right. The balls is out. Oh, my goodness. Right, oh, ready? No, not Isn't the dick. Not the dick.
Hold on. You got to tuck a valley. I don't want to touch your dick.
Why don't you want to touch his dick?
Yeah, I just
want to.
Yeah,
no,
pull your dick. Pull it up.
What? It's perfect.
No, tuck it under.
Do whatever you want.
All right, for the listeners out there, Eddie has got his. Eddie's got Sam's balls in his hand.
No, pull it correctly, fuckface.
Eddie goes so fucking. Goddamn hard. This is the bullshit I need in my life. Goddamn.
Oh,
goddamn. I swear to God.
Hey, Jaren. Eddie's
bitch is something.
Wait, what does Jaren think?
Go ahead.
Real sympathy for you.
Holy hey, fuck,
and,
Eddie.
Let me tell you something, Jaren. I fucking love you. I can't wait to meet you, by the way, brother. And also, the pizza's still not here.
Yeah, I know. This is all right, bullshit.
Jaren, I'll catch you tomorrow. Later
yeah,
on.
Yeah, fuck out. Domino's. Eddie, I promise I'm cleaner than the dog dinner, bro.
Eddie. That I'm aroused. I am. Okay, here's what happened. Here's what happened. Sam pulled his boxer to the side.
And I sure did.
His dick was in the way. So Eddie, there's a little bit of controversy on how to do it. So Eddie's like, I got it. Put the balls in his hand. So Sam
Son
takes the
bitch,
tequila man. And pours it down his shaft across his balls.
Fucking, I needed a channel.
No, he needed a channel.
There's a channel.
Wait, guys. Shall we reinvigorate the listening community that I have three testicles? So when you make a channel with three balls, it's a little harder.
Did you feel all three balls in your mouth?
I didn't have none of his balls in my mouth. And what I did was it was a
hey,
foul.
Hang on. Since we're here, fuck it. Let me show you because I don't know how often you've seen the third nut, but I love showing her off.
Do you have three nuts?
So look, here's one, right? Here's the left. Lefty loosey, righty tighty, right? Righty tighty,
yeah.
Right? Wait, there's something right there. What's that?
It's cancer.
That's number... No, it's not.
You're
dude,
dying.
I thought you're when I... Dude, just...
You have cancer, you're dying.
We both evaded that shit. Let me
you're
tell
cancer.
You. No, let
it's
me
cancer,
tell you. No. Let me tell you.
We both have cancer.
Dude,
yes!
When I... Yes! Blood brothers.
Cancer.
Hey, no. For real, though, when I was 15 and a half, bro, do you understand the... This is a stand-up joke I'm going to do
okay.
for stand-up, so
Put
I don't really want to go that deep. I don't want to go that deep.
Can you hear each other? Can you hear him?
Yeah, I can hear him.
Oh, yeah. I don't give a
talking.
Fuck about no
anyway.
Ass. No pussy-ass headphones. But listen, I don't want to go that deep because I got a really good stand-up fucking joke for this.
Yeah.
But I was like 15 and a half, and I realized I had this thing growing on me, and it terrified the living fuck out of me, dude.
Oh my gosh, I'm so surprised.
I thought I was going to fucking die.
Yeah, absolutely.
With testicular cancer. Could you imagine dying via the ball sack? That'd be fucking
Tom
shame.
Tom Green, bro, almost did it.
I know, but he didn't.
He didn't.
But
and
he
you're
didn't.
Not either, man. Hey, and I'm pissed off that you didn't tell me that prior, because I would have took a little bit more pride sucking that motherfucking
See?
Juice
See?
Off that fucking
See?
Sack.
I'd have yeah,
been like,
but maybe
I'd
that's the
like,
best thing.
I'd have been like, motherfucker, hold up. Let me angle that shit to where it's fucking bouncing off that one
but
third.
Maybe
nut.
That's what we need.
But
that's what we need.
Let's clarify something real quick.
Yeah. Go ahead,
I did not lick or lick all his butt.
No, it was not that
in order
gay.
To position it.
Doctors
it
do it all the time.
But yeah. It's nothing. It's if you think it's gay, well then you're gay. So
yeah.
Anyway,
no, no. If you think
both
it's
my
gay,
dads are gay.
No. If listeners think this is gay.
Yeah.
Then y'all are fucking canceled.
Yeah.
We'll
cancel
you.
We'll cancel y'all.
Like
y'all.
A delete. Look,
we
backspace.
You're on the wrong podcast then.
Yeah.
Don't make me click backspace. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't want to tell you what. I was on. I was honored to suck everything. I'm glad y'all used me as
a
specimen.
You, no. We don't use you.
You're a specialment.
Hey, a specialment.
Eddie, we do not use you.
You all use
we
me.
We love you.
In order to
no.
exploit me.
How
no. Feel, how, does that, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel wonderful.
Okay, good. That's
I feel
all
like
that
I
matters.
Was at Disney World.
That's all that matters.
My God, I felt like it was better than Disney.
Was it better like, than sex?
Let's see. Let me
what
think
about sex at Disney?
Oh my god, it was almost as good as
guys,
sex.
Can we all share
at Louisville Manor? At Louisville Manor,
can we all share? Can we all just share one mic?
Will that work? Get over here.
I don't know, but I'm kind of jealous of you guys. Come join me, please. Come now.
All right, ties have been turning.
Now I'm on Sam's team.
Hey, what size is that shirt?
What? It's medium. You can
this
never.
Shirt?
Yeah, what size?
You
medium?
Can never fit.
Medium. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is it, Hurley?
You all been promised me a shirt for years, man.
You didn't get one yet?
Here, I got one. Hang on, I got one. Look, guys, this is my closet. Hold on. TMO. I got. Hang on. Keep it rolling.
All right, he's walking to his closet. He's going up to the already open doors. Uh-oh. Put it on. Put it on right now. Cramp the stupid. Cramp the stupid.
That's all I got, dude. I don't know.
Put it on. Put it on.
No, but this is.
Wait. Speaking of.
This is probably one of your favorite shirts.
No, I don't. No, it ain't.
Okay. Not anymore.
I am me as you are he. Guys, this heat's blowing on my ass. Listen, speaking of. Eddie, rocking Cramp the Stupid.
Dude, that shirt is like at least 5 or 6 years old. You're rocking vintage right now.
No, bitch, I don't want to take your vintage.
I'm going to give it back. I'm going to give it back after it's over. People do that all the time.
No, he won't. Guys, you know me. He will not.
There's so much stuff going on.
Hey, speaking of our own material and our own shit, I just got a pro model from the skate company I'm skating.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think you guys ought to like.
Eddie. Tell the viewers
how's
what his
look?
Skateboard looks like.
Let me tell you something. His deck is fucking so badass, deck. Dude. Seriously, it has his name on it.
It is.
It has a fucking wicked ass fucking tree and some, what is it, crows or ravens?
Here's the thing. I'll give you the backstory because
yeah. It's very.
It doesn't matter because
it doesn't have any trucks. Nothing's on it. It's very clean. It's just the deck.
Yep.
And it's badass, dude. He brought it in. It was wrapped in like cellophane or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go ahead.
This is the, like, I always had this tattoo idea of a tree of fucking life, but, like, it's all dead. Minus a little part. Yeah. Minus a little part that's still alive. Like, as it's clenching for fucking life.
Shit, yeah.
I know it's kind of corny, but no, I don't give a fuck.
Get that tattoo.
I wanted to get it right here on my fucking side,
fuck
bro.
Yeah, dude.
It's better than about 95% of the tattoos I have. And then you got the fuck, I love crows, bro. I fucking love crows. And I'm not talking Brandon Lee. Yeah. I crows, love man. Crows, bro.
So anyway, he got a deck board, dog.
It looks
and
almost
bad
like
as fuck. Who did it?
A fucking Growth Skateboards, bro. Growth Skateboards.
I don't
buddy.
Know nothing about them.
And that's good because we're fresh on the market.
Shout
our
out to Brian Morgan.
Brian Morgan is a
Where's
G
Brian
dog.
He, I think he's originally from Jeff, but he lives in New Albany. Now.
I will say
I
he
love
was going to be.
Indiana peeps, dog, by the way. My daughter's living in Southern Indiana. My butt Dave, my buddy from Connell Psychos, he's Southern Indiana.
Dude,
I love my Southern Indiana peeps, dog.
And I promise you, within a month, if you're down for it, Dave and you, once I get all this set up to where it actually operates correctly, comes on the podcast again.
Yeah.
Like right. Within a month and a half, something like that.
Yeah, let's do it, man. It'd be fun, man.
And these mics are going to be queued up by then.
Hey, I have to tell you something, man.
Tell me, baby.
I'm a little bit down, man.
Why?
I'm a little bit down, man.
Why? What you
got
in your mind?
Oh,
no. No. Just a tad bit. It's not going to bring the whole room down.
Okay.
But I need to tell y'all something, man. It's important to me.
Okay.
It's important to me.
Mm-hmm. All right. Fair.
So, anyway, I tell you, so I found out today, or no, yesterday, that the midnight butt fucker died from my neighborhood. The midnight butt fucker was a guy that lived in the fucking woods adjacent to my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. He's homeless? He was?
I guess I don't know. Nobody knows. He's like a fucking mystic figure. He's like a Bigfoot.
How do you know he died? Like why does he have that name?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So when I was is it okay if I talk about this on the podcast?
Yeah, yeah, fuck you, yeah, dude.
Okay, so anyway. I've always lived in my neighborhood, Oklahoma, my whole life, and I ended up buying a house in the same neighborhood to take care of my parents while they were ailing and now they're gone. But anyway,
your parents are dead?
My parents are both gone, yeah.
Love.
My parents were deaf. Hey, my parents were deaf, and let me tell you something. If you have the opportunity to learn at least the alphabet and sign language, do it. Because deaf people love that. You ain't got to know all the sign language.
My parents were deaf. Thought they were
our
dead.
Delivery.
Dead and they were deaf.
Our delivery's on its way. His name is Connor.
Connor?
God, Connor sounds
Is it fucking McGregor? I'll beat the shit out of him. Anyways, continue.
I'm gonna kick his ass.
So wait, they're dead? Are your parents dead?
Yeah, they're gone. Yeah, they're gone, and they were the best people ever, and they were deaf. So I'm fluent in sign language. I know all the how to sign everything.
Let me see. Okay. Cramp the stupid in sign language.
Okay, so you'd have to spell it.
Really?
Now, so go ahead. Cramp might be cramp, because yeah. They would do that with menstrual cramps.
Like
take
a big old shit. Cramp, yeah.
The stupid.
Why do you say that?
That's how it is. It's really? Stupid, yeah. So cramp. It's perfect. Cramp. Do it.
Cramp.
Yeah, I love it.
You take your fists and put them together.
Yeah, you twist it. Like, no,
imagine. Indian burn. Indian burn.
No,
that's fucking Indian burn.
Cramp. Okay. But you have to do a lot of deaf people always associate everything with their facial expressions. So, and don't be corny about it. It's just like, cramp.
So, wait, is that their accent? Is that the facial expressions?
That's how.
Listen,
okay.
Hang on.
Like for now, he's shouting.
Yeah.
How you know a deaf person shout? How you?
Know I do movie? Know that.
So wait a minute. No,
I've
wait,
had somebody
no,
shout
a deaf
at me.
Person does. Okay. A deaf person don't. A deaf person only knows via like facial expressions. Okay. So they would probably do like. So cramp. The stupid.
With deaf people, they mouth out their words sometimes when they're talking.
They do. And you have to. You have to be animated because there's, like, imagine when we talk, we go, oh, what? Oh, no, you know, like that. But how are they going to express it? They're like,
oh, and that raises the next question.
Yeah.
Are deaf people better at cunnilingus? In your opinion. Would you guess? They're better or worse.
Did you
or
hear your parents going
equal?
I'll tell you what.
If
I have a I have a spot.
Uh-huh.
I have a spot in my fucking stand up that I do.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And it will explain everything about what you just said.
Could
all
you
right?
imagine having
Eddie Schneider stand up?
I love it.
Okay.
Yes,
so,
promote.
You got a special?
No. Eventually.
Hey, wait, Eddie, can we go back to back stand up?
What do you mean? You got,
doesn't
you got,
matter. You go.
You got material?
Oh, fuck yes. By the beanbag, baby.
You got some material?
Oh,
bro?
Fuck yes, dude.
And you can do it in the crowd?
I love it.
Well, let's go.
I don't give a
let's
shit
go.
How bad I do or good I do.
Well, yeah, let's do it.
I'm going to do it. So, me and you back to back. I'll go before you, however you want. Doesn't matter.
No, I want you to be
let's
the headliner.
Let's wreck, dude. Let's wreck.
I'm going to do 3 minutes. You're going to be the head.
I'll do fucking 3.5 minutes. I'll do fucking 3 minutes and 25
seconds. I used
to
stand up at a Comedy Caravan for years, but those people were fucking assholes, dude. So
let's beat the
short,
fuck out of them.
The short, older guy?
No. Yeah.
And
long, dude,
that cunty
whatever.
Girl?
No. Hey, they were... Listen, if you're out there trying to do stand up and shit, let me tell you something. If the people that are organizing it are terrible humans... Fucking leave, dude.
Yeah.
You there's so many outlets nowadays. You don't have to fucking go to their club.
I got one right there. You can
fucking
shove your
assholes.
Fucking finger in.
So, hey, and Comedy Caravan back in the day, yeah, they were fucking straight assholes, dude.
We
up.
We almost had a
I brought crowds in. Yeah. I brought crowds in. And they were still just arrogant.
Why were they being like that?
They wouldn't let us perform because they wouldn't let us do our stunts and stuff on stage. They wanted us to play our videos and talk about our episode.
You talking about Comedy Caravan?
Yeah.
And that, you know, like playing the videos.
I think
stuff,
somebody else owns them now, but.
Laughing House or Laughing...
What do you want to do?
Derby.
Laughing Derby.
Laughing Derby.
What do you want to do, dude? I'll go anywhere you want to.
I say...
I'll go fucking anywhere. I don't give a fuck about
I
nobody.
I say open up somewhere that is...
Corden, Indiana. No. I say...
No, like, you know, you get a
no,
venue.
For real.
You
for
open
real.
Up a venue
for
and
real.
You tell everybody we're going to do this.
New Albany doesn't have one.
Yeah.
New Albany, Indiana doesn't have one worth of fuck. Yeah. Dude, we could open a venue, and I hate to open a venue, and here's the thing. I don't really care to open the venue like that, but I do want to do the stand-up thing. Like, I want to do my own stand-up. Yeah. I don't want the venue.
Yeah.
But New Albany doesn't have one, and it could. That's the thing. New Albany could have a stand-up future.
They could, and they should. And New Albany and Southern Indiana is on their way. And let me tell you something, dude. The Midnight Buttfucker's dead.
What are we going to do about it?
The Midnight Buttfucker died, and I was trying to tell you earlier.
Wait, well, what did he? Hang on. Before I cheers him, what did he buttfuck?
I was trying to tell y'all what happened.
Okay,
earlier,
go ahead. Sorry,
and we didn't get it.
We
get
didn't
to
mean
it.
To do this to you. Go ahead.
No, it's all right, man. So check it out.
I love you.
So anyway, in my neighborhood, man, if you was even anywhere near, in that little trench of a fucking, it was a little slip that went down, and it was woods where people jumped their dirt bike.
Okay.
So as a child,
by Waverly?
As a child, you were, it was in my neighborhood in Oklahoma.
as a child, you thought to yourself, oh, man, that's attractive. I'm going to go down there, man, right? Man, bad choice, dude. Midnight buttfucker lived down there, man.
Oh, no.
And the midnight buttfucker, man, if he was to ever, ever cross paths with the midnight buttfucker,
mm-hmm.
you tell me. You tell me, man.
Was his name Walter?
His name was not Walter.
Okay.
It was Steven.
Steven.
Steven Peterson. And that's Peterson with four L's. And they're all front loaded. LLL Peterson.
So he... Wait, like anyway, a business?
Yeah, he died today. Yeah, he fucking would just fuck you. And at
how do you know he died, though?
Wait. Did he ever touch you or anything?
Yeah, oh, yeah. He fucked me, man, multiple times.
Oh, were you overage or underage?
Oh, he fucking was inside me. I can't... Dude, he fucking... He's like, I'm a nine. Your buttos fucking grossly fucking overloaded and prolapsed. I'm going to start fucking in your dick hole. And I'm like, what? You can't fuck somebody. Prove it. And he did. The midnight, no, but yeah.
But he was an enjoyable person.
He was pretty cool.
I mean, under wraps.
I mean, he gave me Christmas gifts every year.
What kind of things? Like?
Like bones.
Did he give you boner marrow?
Bubblegum.
Artifacts.
Boner marrow?
Yeah. Boner marrow.
Here, you brought the Especial Cuervo.
Especial. Will you please
cheers me? Cheers me.
All right, rest in peace, Midnight Buttfucker.
Midnight Buttfucker, RIP. He was probably like 60.
No, he's probably 135.
100. God.
While we're still.
Damn.
Still waiting on this pizza, okay? Going back to your skateboard.
Let's call your brother. Bro.
They're not bringing a pizza, bro. But
who?
They are not.
Hey, the pizza guy just pulled up. He just pulled up.
We'll take a short break.
If he wants cash, I ain't got it.
We'll take a short... Oh, we go take a short break or we going?
We're calling up to the window.
I got a window in the podcast.
Hey, bring the microphone right up to the window.
All right, listen up, all you 18 listeners of Cramp the Stupid Podcast. We are going to take a small break, as in, you'll have to catch our asses next week because this one got a little too out of hand, a little too quick. So what we're going to do is a two-parter Christmas edition. We got more friends. What? More trees? What? More gifts? What? More beer? What? A little less beer than this last week? What? And some TV? What? A fucking podcast setup? Give me a hell yeah! Oh, and did I mention our very first ever partially recorded podcast? This shit is gonna be off the chain. Give us a listen. Cramp the Stupid.